make sure that we are in the building. I want to make sure everything is equal. I want to make sure that we are on. Turn me up. Am I up? 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 Yes, I am. Yes, I'm up. I'm up. Am I up? Are we up in a way? Yeah, I just want to make sure that everything sounds pretty good, decent, and in order. I want to make sure that we sound all right. So what's popping, everybody? I want to make sure everything sounds good. And I want to make sure that we're feeling good. All right, cool. That's what I need. That's what I'm looking. That's the angle I'm looking for. So let's talk about it. I'm a cold beach. Yes, I'm a cold beach. Hello. What's popping, everybody? Let's really get into some things.
Nervous over there waiting for me to hit fly, but you guys so crazy.
Your room with Beatrice firing about, oh, people fucking their boss. First of all, if I was fucking my boss, bitch, I'm not going to be giving him 20% of my money. Huh? Who's going to be fucking somebody and giving a percentage? He is damn near the richest man in Atlanta. For real, for real, bitch. I won't be living in no condo, bitch. I'll be living in a big-ass motherfucking house about 5 cars. Because, bitch, this ain't no rap cap. This is what I'm really saying. Y'all bitches be trying to run off with their narratives to make y'all self feel good about why y'all shit don't be going nowhere. But, bitch, don't play with me like that. Don't play with me like that. Now, next, she keep writing on here about fighting and all of that. Bitch, I'm outside every day. Every motherfucking day. Man, for real, bitch. I be outside driving around in my shit every day. That's one. I be outside every motherfucking day. I DM this girl. This girl still running to her timeline with that bullshit. I gave her my phone number. That's how I know it be about internet shit. It don't be about what y'all think it's about. And it's in peripheral. It's 14, 15-year-old kids. 16-year-old kids who be amping this shit up. It don't be no adults. It be motherfucking children. Oh, ooh, the girls are fighting. The girls ain't doing a motherfucking thing for real, because, bitch, I'm, bitch, for real, like, you waking up in the morning, you trying to prove, oh, I've been pretty. Bitch, okay, and I'm pretty too. Y'all bitches always be trying to, bitch, first of all, y'all keep bringing on the mugshots, bitch, that was 10 years ago. Bitch, skin done got exfoliated, bitches done glowed up, bitches done got their teeth done. It's a whole nother, that shit don't even, everybody pretty. Bitch, every, I don't know an ugly bitch in 2020. Y'all always talk about pretty, like, kill that. That shit is kitty and childish. Y'all are new-ass girls. Oh, y'all playing mugshot. Bitch, if I go to jail right now with this motherfucking wig on, bitch, I'm going to be pretty too. I went to jail with my motherfucking hair. My friend Brittany did my motherfucking hair on that picture, bitch, and I got woke up out of my sleep. Y'all bitches be tripped out. Y'all be tripped the fuck out. It's not about me. It ain't about nobody else. It's deeper than rap. Y'all bitches mad because y'all feel like me and Carisha not deserve it. If me and Carisha wasn't on Do It On The Tip, she wouldn't have been jumped ass on the internet trying to prove that she's a super rapper. That's all y'all trying to do. Oh, y'all trying to prove that y'all a super rapper.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. I do that shit in my sleep. I'm a super rapper for real. And you don't never see me on here trying to motherfucking prove that I'm a super rapper. I feature Killer, bitch's catalog. Bitch, we carry this for 2021. We're going to talk about motherfucker. Y'all always want to be on the internet being mad, trending for the wrong thing. I don't want to be trending on the motherfucking internet about being mad. Bitches, I don't motherfucking care. And then y'all be quick to say I'm chasing a nigga. Baby. All these niggas want to fuck JT, and this ain't no cap. Like, I don't have to chase no nigga. Y'all don't kill that fake-ass internet scenario about me chasing a nigga. Y'all believe everything y'all see on the, everything y'all see on the motherfucking internet, for one. Bitches have been artists for years. This one artists sell their music. Bitches gonna do what they do, period. Who about to cry? Bitch, I was just having a real-life argument. Not no fake-ass internet argument. Like, about to cry? Bitch, y'all kids are delusional. This how I talk. I have an accent. And when I'm upset, bitch, I talk strong. Cry, bitch. What the fuck am I crying for? Life is good. Chill out. Y'all only talk about some motherfucking somebody about to cry. Cry for what? What is that to cry about? No, I'm clear. I'm letting y'all bitches know. Stop telling them off with that motherfucking air since somebody getting fucked by somebody. Because, bitch, I ain't getting fucked by nobody and still working. Bitch, I would have been quit rapping. If I was fucking my boss, bitch, I would let Nick drop another song. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all bitches just be mad because y'all ain't popping. Let's talk about it. Y'all feel like y'all super rappers. Y'all been rapping for so long, and y'all ain't even, bitch, me and Tarisha came in this bitch. We dropped one song, a bitch, on SoundCloud, and it went from there. We came in with our lingo. We came in with our hand gestures. We came in, bitch, it made sense, and we still in line. I do what works for me, bitch. I don't hate on no bitch. I don't even care about bitches. I do what works for me. Y'all bitches is mad. Talk about it. Let's talk about what it's really about. I don't give a fuck if I was in a 380, bitch. I ain't scamming them. How about that? Y'all always trying to talk about some 360, so I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. And bitch, I ain't got to drop no location. Y'all bitches ain't going to get me outside to be having no motherfucking fight. Bitch, I'm outside every day. I'm outside for real. Like, I literally be outside in Atlanta. Talk about some motherfucking 360. Y'all be sounding dumb. Y'all bitches be sounding off the wall. Bitch, you don't know my contract. But say it is a 360. Who cares? Bitch, I'm living legally. And you want better than bitches who've been rapping for years. And that's why the jealousy is really here. No, I ain't got to put no hat on. Fuck y'all. Get off this live. That's what it's really about. Talk about meet up, bitch. My money long. Bitches get beat up. Like I'm not even on all of that. Like y'all need to chill out. Y'all bitches be on other shit. This internet shit'll get you killed. This internet shit'll have you fucked up because bitches wanna sit around. Who's scared? Amazing. Let me make sure I screenshot all y'all bitches. Tell me I'm scared. Bitch, you get out there and fight her. No, how about you fight me? Since I'm so motherfucking scared. Little ass motherfucking kids. Y'all little ass kids, y'all get on this internet shit all day, instigate shit. Wake up in the morning, put 9 mugshots together. Y'all been signing shit this earlier. She said it to it, so I cussed her ass out. And y'all like people so much. Y'all like people so much. Go support them, for real. Stop instigating shit. Stop instigating shit. Y'all support people so much. Go really go support them. Y'all only support people in comments when it's drama and fake shit going on. Soon as the bitch shit drops, bitch, all y'all people in the comments, y'all gone and missing. Y'all don't support nothing. Fake ass people. All y'all here for is drama. Instigating asses. But as soon as that girl drops some shit, bitch, it's crickets. Nobody's supporting it. No, the clubs ain't playing it. And the radio ain't playing it. It ain't getting played nowhere. But y'all jumping y'all ass on the internet fake defending this girl. Y'all don't give a fuck about that girl. Y'all like drama. Y'all want entertainment. That's why today I block vlogs. Because I don't even want to see that shit alone. Y'all bitches in the comment be getting under my skin for real, because y'all don't know what y'all talking about. And that shit really be pissing me off. Y'all
Okay. Everybody, what is popping? My God, today. Let's get into some things. Oh, yes. Okay, period. Can you guys hear me? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me? Make sure you drop some bills and bombs in the comments and let me know that y'all can hear me. First of all, to y'all talking about time, you late, this, that, and third. Well, girl, do y'all do realize I am still crippled? Number one, so I'm hopping around and running around to give y'all this content. Then number two, JT ended up going live, so I had to go and see what she was talking about. Okay? Now, so, if you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. And if you're a new subscriber, well, welcome and hello, okay? I intended on resting. I intended on minding my business. I intended on laying bed down with my feet above my heart, elevated, so that the swelling will go down, so that then I could have a speedy recovery into my shoe. However, my phone was pinging and pinging and pinging, and it wasn't from Clubhouse, okay? It was Instagram, it was Twitter, it was the people saying, we need to get into some things, because it's a lot going on, okay? So, let's talk about it. Well, we're really going to get into it today. And, you know, the call-in number, the call-in lines are open. The number is 563-999-3658. And so you guys can call in and, you know, let's get into some things. So let's start. We're talking about Asian Doll, JT, Megan Thee Stallion and her disloyalty. And we're also going to talk about some triggering things. And I'll wait for the end for that. I'll wait towards the end for that. And but first, I want to talk about Sukiyana, because we didn't get to discuss that really. Sukiyana and Cupcake. So that battle is, safe to say, over, and I feel as though Sukiyana won the battle. A lot of people are calling me biased. I don't care. But she responded to Cupcake. Now, if you haven't been following, I've been dropping videos on this whole situation since it started, so you can go catch my videos further back to see what I was talking about. However, just really quick, Cupcake made a record. She mentioned Sukiyana in a not-so-flattering way. Sukiyana came back with a diss record. Cupcake came back with a diss record. Sukiyana came back and responded. Okay? I really like this record that Sukiyana did. She sampled Tupac, and she sampled Nicki Minaj, Roman's Revenge. She did her thing on the record. A lot of people were saying that Sukiyana was, she didn't win the first round because it was more comedy, less rap. This time, it was more rap, less comedy. And she got on that beat, and she did her thing. People don't want to give her the credit. They want to give Cupcake the credit because Cupcake seems a little bit more aggressive. But I think Sukiyana did her thing. She stood out there and she let it be known. Listen, I rap. I may be goofy. I may be raunchy, but I'm a rap. People are calling me a flip-flopper. I don't give a darn. I'll flip and I'll flop when it comes to the music. Yes, I said I didn't like Sukiyana at one point, and I didn't. I don't want to see her gagging on Cox, okay? Gagging on bars is one thing. Gagging on Cox is another. Okay? So that is the difference. So I'm with Suki on that one. Suki won the battle for me. It is what it is. Call me biased, just don't call me a liar. But you guys can call in and we can get into some things, you know, when I open up the line. It is what it is. I think Suki won. But I think both women did their thing, and I think both women are bringing the sport of battle rap and hip-hop back. And shoot, it wasn't like some of our leading ladies in hip-hop were actually doing it. It took some people like that are kind of underground to do it. So I think this was a really dope moment. And, you know, it's lit for me. I think it's super lit. So shout out to them for making it hot like that. I'm here for it, and I appreciate them for getting in there and doing a darn thing. However, some other ladies that I think that should be doing that is JT and Asia Doll. Okay. Let's talk about it. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. Now, here's the story of the day. And see, the people really want to get into some things. So we're going to get into it. All right? So let's talk about it. What's going on here? Well, in a nutshell, now there's a lot of receipts. There's a lot of audio. There's video. There's Twitter. I'm not going to go through every tweet. I'm going to paraphrase it. Then you guys can visit the Neighborhood Talk. You can visit my page. They're my weekly show. You can visit Hollywood Unlocked. They have a lot of the tweets. I'm not going to go into each and every tweet. We're here to talk. I'm not here to read off tweets, okay? But I can give you guys what I've got from this situation, all right? So pretty much this is what happened. Megan Thee Stallion had a record, Do It on the Tip. Her and Megan are really cool. Now, you know, Asian Doll always goes to bat for Megan Thee Stallion. She went to bat against Kelsey for Megan Thee Stallion. She went to bat against Tory Lanez for Megan Thee Stallion. She's always had Megan Thee Stallion's back. You know, to us, they've always been friends. They're both from Texas. You know, they've been cool. So she was originally going to go on the album. However, the verse got cut, and the City Girls got put on the album. Well, Asian Doll goes on Instagram Live and releases her verse and performs it. And then she says she doesn't know what Megan was thinking, why she pretty much cut her. And she said she was salty. She even said that she cried because she felt some type of way that Megan took her verse off the record, but then she got over it. And her and Megan are still friends. Right? So then JT goes and says, she goes on Twitter. And you know, JT loves to tweet. These hoes is not even loyal. These people don't really even know what friendship is really about. They be fake. She basically said, well, why would you even go put that information out? Why would you say anything? Why would you even bring attention to you know, why would you start some drama, bring even attention to the fact that Megan took you off the verse and that you felt some type of way, and like, because we replaced you. You knew that that was going to cause drama. You knew that that was going to cause a problem. Why would you do that? And then Asian Doll was like, you know, so then everybody on Twitter was like, oh, JT is coming for you. JT is coming for you. Asian Doll responds and says, well, no, JT is not coming for me because JT didn't at me. So this was all subliminal at first. This is all subliminal. Fast forward to today, Asian doll puts up a tweet, you know, at least I'm pretty, or thank God I'm pretty. Then that's when all hell breaks loose. So JT goes, I got time today. You are really trying it. You're lame. Your career ain't going nowhere. You pressed. You've been wanting to kick it with me. I didn't want to kick you with you. Asian doll's like, girl, you were saying that you was a fan of me. You was reciting my, you know, my lyrics to my songs. Like, you was faking, you phony. JT like, girl, that was the past. You mad because your music ain't hitting. You mad because you not on. It is what it is. You got you not on the record, love. You're being messy. Now, mind you, in the midst of all of this, everybody's dragging Asian Doll because they feel like Asian Doll is being messy. The internet, dragging Asian Doll prior to, you know, really today. Because they feel like Asian Doll is being messy because Asian Doll is like, well, it's no beef with me and Megan. I just felt like I should have been on the song and, you know, it hurt my feelings that I got taken off, but I got over it. And while all this is happening, Megan Thee Stallion is not saying anything. She's not coming out and squashing it. While JT is coming out subliminally, you know, talking about Asian Doll, Asian Doll tweeting, Megan Thee Stallion is saying nothing. She acting like she don't see nothing going on. She acting like nothing is happening. Okay? So then today rolls around. And now the girls are adding each other. JT just put a name on it. Girl, you're messy. I'm not really feeling you. You know what I'm saying? She's basically like, you're trash. So I'll pull up a couple of those tweets from today, and then we'll talk some more. Let's see what she said. Boom. So this was the original one. Somebody tweeted said, F that. If my so-called friend removed me from Upper Song, I'd be mad. I was, but I'm a Sagittarius. We get mad, and then 10 minutes later, we don't care about it. All right? So, boom. And that's when JT tweeted, a real friend is something you really don't know nothing about. I've been doing good, but I'm going to start laying all these blah, 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 blah out. Y'all can read that. Attention-seeking blanks out. I'm coming with facts, sympathetic blank are really starting to grind my gears. Like, if you know it's going to draw attention and cause a commotion, why go speak on it? Mind you, you lying, but go up. So this is what she was talking about, that, you know, this whole situation got out of hand. You know, her intentions weren't bad by playing the record. Her and Megan are cool. You know, but Megan's not saying anything. So then, they even tried to bring the producer in. I'm not playing him. It's no point. He tried to say that he never knew Asian Doll, but it goes to show right here in this post that him and Asian Doll was in the video together. But he was trying to say that, you know, that got set up by somebody else, his team. He don't really personally have any contact with Asian Doll. He never sent Asian Doll the same beat that he sent Megan to try to do the song. It was never no shady business like that. So that was what the producer was saying. Okay, so then this is fast forward to today. Asian Doll says, glad I've been pretty my whole life. And then JT goes, get a pretty hit record, ho. Boy, got the right one. So this is when it went left. City Girls came in and put all the dolls to rest. Let's talk about it. It's 2016, big moon boots, wearing irrelevant blanks, better find a toy. At Asian Doll, let it go. You get on the internet weekly looking for drama to get posted on the blogs. You've been salty for a while now. City Girls up, boom, boom, boom. So basically, they're exchanging a lot of different tweets. Girls been salty since Act Up. Young Miami jumps in. So you guys can go through these tweets, but I'm not going to go through every last one of these tweets. However, Asian Doll then responds and says, you're literally beefing with yourself, girl. You used to sing on my songs in 2016. I don't know why you're so mad. We can meet up anywhere and really fight. I'm ready when you are. So it's just getting really messy. Okay? But here's the thing. And then I think Roland Ray even jumped in. Okay, so this is okay. So Roland Ray even jumped in. I got Santana Big Body, and you got JT, and we can call a CPS for Crecia and for the day, and she can go, and she ain't going nowhere. I don't know why Roland Ray got involved. And then Crecia said that she would go and beat Roland Ray up. That was a key key. She said that she would beat Roland Ray up. Roland Ray, chill, bro, for real. I'll beat you the I'll beat the F out of you, respectfully. All I gotta do is push you down. Oh my, Roland Ray shouldn't have got involved in this. Okay. So then Megan Thee Stallion gets involved. I hate that all of this is getting so blown out of proportion. It was never really, it was never as deep as the comments made it seem. If I got on this app trying to defend myself every time someone makes ish up about me or clapping back at random mother effers, I don't know. I'd be one. I'd be miserable all day, every day. Excuse me. I read that terribly wrong. Someone said you speaking, but you didn't defend sis when sis was defending you. Megan says when Asian got in her car accident, I hopped right on a plane to come see her. When she go through ish, I'm on her line. I don't like putting my personal life on the internet because it's personal to me. I never even saw people attacking her. Asian Doll responds, B ain't address me, I address them in them text messages. If it was up to you, it's just y'all would be smiling in my face and sneak dissing. And Megan Thee Stallion says, Asian, you know me better than that. You know I don't even like all this internet BS. You blow it all out of proportion because you are effing hothead. You played the song online. That was that. What do I need to clear up? This is dumb. Oh, and then Asian also said, we was real friends. F rap. You should have said something yesterday. Clear it up. But no, you let that hoe get in your ear. You don't even know that hoe. Okay, well, and then you got Kelsey being petty. Kelsey jumped in on it. 1501, you know, Megan's ex-best friend. She jumped in on the mess. Now, this is another reason why Asian Doll was pissed off, because through all of that stuff going on yesterday, I guess JT went live. And in the midst of going live, Megan jumps on JT's live and does a heart eyes. But she did not clear up the rumors that, you know, Asian Doll was trying to be messy. She didn't stand up for Asian Doll at all, but, girl, you were clearly on the internet being messy. Okay? So, yeah, it's just getting really, really messy. Okay, so now, boom, let me give you what I think about this whole situation. Because, I mean, we could literally sit and go through those tweets all day, and it's just not that serious. We got the gist of what's going on. Okay. So here's what I think. Okay. Here's what I think from the beginning. Could I listen to both verses? In my mind, Asian Doll was supposed to be on the record. Asian Doll was really washing it on that record, clearing. Megan Thee Stallion did good on that record, too. However, Megan Thee Stallion and Asian Doll were very neck and neck on that record. So, you know, maybe Megan Thee Stallion didn't need that on her debut album. Another female rapper really almost, you know, literally neck and neck, bar for bar, matching her energy. The City Girls, they have a different type of sound. So Megan Thee Stallion really still sounds like the premier rapper. Megan Thee Stallion wouldn't have sounded like the premier rapper on that record alongside of Asian Doll. That's number one. So I feel like maybe they're like, okay, you know what? We don't need this sound. Like, okay. It was kind of like, you know, Asian Doll probably did too good. It's one of those rules, one of the 48 laws of power. You never really outshine the master. So they probably cut her. I could see her cutting her. I could see them cutting her for that. But also I could see them cutting her because she does not have a draw. Okay? She doesn't have a draw. The City Girls, you say City Girls are on the record, they have a fan base. They have a draw effect. City Girls is a popular name. They're a popular group. They're popular. It's a popular concept. It's a popular movement. So Megan Thee Stallion didn't have many features on the album. And she didn't have a lot of huge features on the album. So I think that they wanted to make sure that she had some big features on the album, and the City Girls was a pretty good feature for her. And they have a draw. So I'm thinking that's probably another reason why Asian Doll was cut. Because it couldn't have been because the verse wasn't good. Because the verse, honestly, she bodied the verse. The rap was everything. She definitely bodied the City Girls. She did that. And she was neck and neck with Meg. Period. But perhaps that's the reason why she didn't get on there. Now, here's the tea. I just watched JT's live. And I'm not going to play it because she was on way too much cursing, but I'm going to break it down to you. JT feels like, first of all, because she was doing a lot of talking about, you know, how she don't sleep with P and this, that, and the third, because, you know, Asian Doll insinuated that she was sleeping her way to the top. You know, just girls being catty and messy. And Asian Doll was basically saying that Quality Control has been trying to, you know, blackball her. Asian Doll, nobody can, I'm going to be honest with you. Nobody's blackballing you. You haven't happened. So it's not about a blackball. You haven't arrived to blackball. Okay? I like you, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. You haven't even, there's nothing to blackball. Okay? But anyway, so JT then goes and starts to talk about, you know, what really the issue is. And I think that this is very much so true. And I think that this is the real big issue. A lot of people feel like the City Girls are deserving, as they feel that Cardi B isn't deserving. And I bring Cardi B up into it because they're along the same line. They're not really rappers. So JT kind of low-key feel like, girl, you been feeling a way. A lot of the girls been feeling a way because we're not these rapper girls, but our stuff is pushing through and is doing numbers and it's selling. And she feels like that's the only reason why Asian Doll played the record live anyway to prove that she was a rapper and she was the better rapper on the record, which is a fact. And I'm going to be honest with you. If I was Asian Doll, I would have did it too. I don't think there's anything wrong with playing it and showing like, girl, I do this. However, we are in an era right now where it's not all about the rap. It's about the personality. It's about the story. It's about, you know, the marketability. Is it selling? Is it trendy? You can rap all day long, but a lot of this, especially when it comes to the female rappers, what's the package? Is there a movement? You know what I mean? Like, can we buy into the movement? City Girls is a movement. It's a lifestyle. It's the period. It's raunchy. It's ghetto. It's you know, it's all of that. But then it's rap and it's bougie. It's get money. It's, you know, it's your inner hoochie mama. So you feel like, you know, when you hear the City Girls, you be feeling yes, you know, get these niggas out there, money, yes, period. It's, you know, it's your inner, it's the ghetto you. It's your inner ghetto ratchet chick from the hood with some coin. You might got you a BBL. You done scammed your way to the top. Now you got a rapper that like you. You know, he a scammer too. A rapper by day, rapper by night, scammer all day. He just scammed you a Birkin. Now you sitting somewhere, you know, in Atlanta, and you know, with the rappers and with the celebrities. That's the City Girls for you. It makes you feel all that. Asian Doll, yes, she can rap, but what else? And so a lot of times, a lot of these artists, they start to feel some type of way because they feel like these gimmicky artists or these less talented artists are the ones breaking through. And they are. But I feel like Asian dog, you should have known that when they were trying to introduce you with Bad Baby. You were never really going to happen because people were trying to introduce you alongside with Danielle Bergoli, the Catch Me Outside girl. Then you signed that awful deal to Gucci Mane, which I don't recommend any artist. I wouldn't do it if I was an artist. I would never, all the artists out there, I would never, for me, just my opinion. And what do I know? I don't know anything, but I'm just saying. I would never sign a record deal or a record contract with a working artist. Because they're going to be pushing their projects more than yours. Why would you even sign the Gucci Mane when Gucci Mane is out? He can't worry about your album because he's busy doing albums and touring and doing features and doing shows. So why would I sign to you when you're going to be your main priority, not me? So, Agent R, you didn't do that right in the first place. That's that on that. But I do think that JT has a point. She feel like, and she feel like, listen, you really mad because, girl, I'm here, and you think that you a better rapper than me, and you might be a better rapper than me and Krisha. But, girl, our music and our work sell. And and she said online, like, I fall in line. I'm not here to try to, you know, to try to outdo you. It's selling. It is true. Think about it. They even broke Santana. I'm going to be honest with you. Santana is a trash rapper. Santana is trash, like, rapper-wise. However, he's going to go a lot farther than a lot of gay rappers that can actually rap. Think about it. Because it's the personality, it's the voice, it's the gimmicky, and then he gets with the right producer and the beat is good. And we like it. It makes us feel ratchet. He is like a male city girl. And it sells. And he will do well. Could I like it? But if you ask me, can Santana rap? No. But who cares? For some reason, at this time and in this era, this is what's working. And a lot of people can't take that. But fast forward to, you know, back to Asian Dog and the City Girls and Megan Thee Stallion. I think that it's very, I don't think that Megan was being disloyal by moving her off of the record because it's just business. For whatever reason she did it, she did it. It was business. I can't fault her. You can't make her put somebody on her album. You can't do that. I don't care how loyal you are to me. You can be loyal all day long. I don't have to put you on my album. It's business at that point. It's about how well my album is going to do. That's just the facts. However, what I didn't like about Megan Thee Stallion is the idea that she acted as if she didn't know what was going on. That's what I don't like about her. She acts like she didn't know this was going on, but girl, you are in Instagram Live watching this stuff. You're not booked. I mean, it's not that you're not booked, but girl, we're in quarantine. Everybody's on the internet. You know this is going on. It's just your song. You know this is happening. Your producer went on live. You know this is going on. You didn't say anything. And it's starting to be a trend. Whenever it comes down to your friends or things like that, you don't have their back, but you want everybody to have your back. It's all good when everybody is defending Megan Thee Stallion, but she don't come out and defend nobody. Then she does this passive-aggressive BS like she doesn't know what's going on. I don't want to do this internet stuff. No, girl, but you play dirty. You play dirty. You're not a victim like that. Megan Thee Stallion is not a victim like that, and she plays a dirty game. What she was supposed to say is, it's no tea, girl. Me and Asian Doll are good. She could have just cleared it up like, y'all chill. Especially if they're dragging her, saying that she wants to be messy. But I guess Megan is like, girl, you played the song. They dragged you. What do you want me to say? But my thing is, Why would, I just feel like, girl, there's obviously been a conversation, because why would JT feel like she can just even go at you like that? It's already been some tea. It's already been some tea, like, because immediately JT felt triggered. So, I don't know. I just feel like, Megan, you could have deaded it, like, everything's good. It's no beef. I support all the ladies. Or she could have just been like, you know what? Asian Doll's verse was fire, but we just went with the City Girls. Boom. We went with the City Girls. I mean, I don't know. You could have simply said something. You know, I see what she says. You could have said something, like, just to kind of diffuse the situation. However, on the flip side, now that I'm talking and I'm talking through it, you know, I change my mind sometimes because I'm thinking through my thoughts, because I'm like, there ain't much she could have said. And I'm thinking about it because I'm like, well, shit, what would I have said? Not a lot you can say if she decided to go play the record. Okay, what it drags you? Well, I mean, what do you want me to say? So I'm kind of with her on that. Now I got to give myself the button. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Like, I just feel like she could have showed a little bit of support. But I just think it looked weird, her going on JT's live with the heart eyes, but then you see all this stuff that's going on. So, I don't know. The other thing, too, I will say this to Asian Doll. You've got to stop. Every time I see Asian Doll, she's arguing. I never hear about it with the music. This is one of the first times I'm hearing anything about Asian Doll in regards to music. Everything I hear about Asian Doll is typically in regards to drama, mess, and controversy. That's it. It's always some drama, and she's always on Twitter in some drama. Asian Doll, you need to pull it together. Either you're going to be a rapper or are you going to be a reality star? Because the way that you're moving right now, it looks like you need to be on Love and Hip Hop. You always are having these Twitter rants. Girl, what you should have did was, you did the song, you said what you said, you felt some stuff. The real tea is, girl, you didn't let it go that she moved you off the song. You felt like you shouldn't have been on. You felt like she shouldn't have been off the song. You saved the City Girl. You did. You felt, and you have a right to feel it. You have a right to feel like, okay, girl, my verse was better. You've been feeling some type of way. You wanted the fans to speak. It blew up, but then you got mad when Meg didn't have your back. But girl, it was what it was. You realized that she didn't want you on the song and she didn't have your back like that. But it didn't really, you should have just took that little nugget, put it in your pocket, and kept it pushing. I'm thinking through my thoughts as I'm going. So, because as I'm sitting here, I'm like, girl, no, you really felt some type of way, and you didn't let it go. But I probably would have played my verse too. But at the same time, what did you expect? You felt like your verse was better, which is fine. But girl, if you get drugged or the people say that you being messy, because then you comment and say that you was crying, like why even say all of that? You should have just let your verse play. Why respond to the fan where they said, if that's supposed to be my friend, why would she cut my verse? Like, I'm with JT on that. Why would you respond? You know that was going to be messy. You're looking for the drama. So now I think I'm like, Asian Doll, girl, you kind of tried it. Now I'm in flip. Because now I'm like, girl, no. You was being a little messy. Because, girl, you could have just paid it. You could have let the verse speak for itself. You could have let the verse speak for itself. Asian Doll playing her verse was not wrong. This was the issue for me. Hold on. This was the issue for me. This was the issue for me. Let me go. This was the issue for me. Why respond to that? Why respond to that? Like, you know that was going to make that. That's messy. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to be honest with you guys. Whether you like Meg or not, Meg does not have to put her on the album. And she really don't owe her an explanation. Now, we can assume all day long. I personally think that she didn't. Asian Doll doesn't bring enough numbers. And then Asian Doll, to not bring enough numbers and to borderline be neck and neck with me with the bars, I don't need nobody getting no ideas saying that you watched me on. Like, it, let's just be real here, okay? Like, can we be real for a moment? Asian Doll getting on Megan Thee Stallion's record benefits Asian Doll more than it benefits Megan Thee Stallion. Let's just be clear on that. I'm going to say that again. Asian Doll being on Megan Thee Stallion's album benefits Asian Doll more than it benefits Megan Thee Stallion. The City Girls and Megan Thee Stallion is more of an even draw. It's a give and take. It makes sense. It complements well. They're on Megan Thee Stallion's album. Oh, boo. Megan Thee Stallion got the City Girl. Boom. Woo, woo, woo. They're both leveled up. Asian Doll, this is just a come up for Asian Doll. And then you slightly neck and neck with Meg. Oh, girl, wait a minute. You trying to body me on my record? You trying to take this moment to take over? Child, let me get the City Girls on here so they can, yeah, period, period, period. And we can guarantee that we're going to get some traction. I don't feel like they would have felt like there was going to be much traction with an Asian Doll on the record. However, the record doesn't seem to be doing much at all. Sheesh. All right. And those are my thoughts on the situation, Chell. So here's what we'll do. We will open up the lines, and I want to know what you guys have to say in regards to the situation. Of course. Let me see. The number is 563-999-3658. Remember, we're not going to be doing any heavy profanity, or you will be instantly hung up on. I'm not playing that today. I'm hanging up on you. You get in here, you start cursing and talking crazy. I'm hanging up on you, okay? Hold on, I'm trying to fix my lighting real quick. Okay, so I will hang up on you if there's a lot of cursing. Okay. Yes, let's get to these calls. All right, here we go. 7995, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I think a lot of people forget that this is the music industry. Even in the 90s, it's all about numbers. Songs go to other people. People pass up on songs that are somebody else's number one hit. They shop around for features and verses. It's nothing personal at all. It's all about generating money and numbers. So I understand where Asian Doll is mad because that's her friend. But sometimes you shouldn't mix friendship and business, and they should have kept it at that. I know where she's coming from, but she had the right to play the verse. But all the messy stuff and the tweets and everything like that, that's just ruining it. Mad drama. Megan's team is very oblivious. Megan's manager came out and said that Asian Doll was never supposed to be on the song. Well, then how did she get the audio to begin with? And I'm just like, what's the point of lying behind that? There's no point in lying. Just simply say, she was an option, but we didn't go with that, and that's simple. That's all they had to say.
It's super simple.
This is just adding to more drama surrounding Megan in the year of 2020 alone. This is like, I've never seen a whole year with drama just surrounding one person. And this is not going to be very good for her career in the future. I don't know what her career is going to hold for 2021 in terms of drama and being in the media. So her team needs to get all of this together, please. Just get it together. It's messy.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Okay, let's keep going. 4766, you're live on the air.
Hello? Oh, my God. Armand, I'm here. Are you there?
Yeah. What's going on?
Okay. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Let me just get straight.
Okay. Let's talk about it. Don't curse.
No cursing. No. Megan is trash. She's very flawed.
Oh.
I'm not sure why the girls can't see that, and they still keep coming to her defense and climbing on that boat. They keep doing it, and she's very flawed. They need to stay away from her. Okay, JT.
Okay, well, elaborate on that. Wait a minute. Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Okay, not only the amount of drama that she's always involved in, okay? I know some of these Aquarius girls, and I know they throw the hand and hide. They throw the hand and hide, and that's Megan. I feel it from her. I see it from her, the way she does her so-called, quote-unquote, friends. Even though she didn't owe Megan she didn't owe Agent anything, like you said, just as a friend, like she said, they were truly friends, she should have came to her defense. She should have at least been like, the verse was hot, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it, you know, this was on the producer, you know, just kind of saying something. Like you said, she was in the comments, throwing hearts, showing her shadiness, like she always does. Same with Tori. I mean, it keeps going on and on with her. You don't keep being involved in all this stuff if you're not a part of the problem, you know. She's a part of the problem. That's why she's involved in all this drama. The drama is not following her. She is the drama. So that's how I feel about me. Okay?
Okay.
Period on that. As far as JT, okay, she's a nasty girl. Comments, all the stuff she says, you know, those tweets, that's who her true character is. That's who she is as a person. You know, she didn't got this BBL and this whole mommy makeover, whatever she didn't got, and it didn't went straight to her head, okay? It's false confidence. She's ugly.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
What'd
I say?
Okay. You just going in. I wasn't ready. Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying. She ugly. It has nothing to do with the looks. She's an ugly person. It's coming out in the tweets. It's coming out in everything she says. Every time she gets into with somebody, first thing she says, you're broke. You don't got this. You don't got this. She must forget. She pretty much, Carisha is the city girl. Young Miami is the city girl. Young Miami kept them going. If it wasn't for Young Miami, she would be right on the outside. She would be right on the outside like everybody else, right? So Birkin this, it's all Young Miami. That's what I got to say on that. So it's just like she seems to forget, like, girl, you were in prison eating crackers, okay? You were passing on the peanut butter and jelly, okay? So I'm not sure why you forgotten so quickly. But she's obviously forgotten who she truly is. And she better be glad she got Young Miami, because that's who kept her in the race. Because if it wasn't for Young Miami, they wouldn't be here. And, like, and in all honesty, everybody does. They do like JT, and they think she's the one. But I'm with you, Armand. Like I said, I'm a longtime listener. Carisha, Young Miami, she didn't step her game up, you know. She stepped her game up, and she really is the city girls. Even, like, her flow, she's worked on it. She's, you know, she elevated. I can tell her change, and she's the city girls. I don't really get that vibe from JT. She's not it for me. I don't know. Everybody's on her wagon, but I ain't. So that's that on JT.
Okay.
Let me say one quick thing. I'm going to let your callers get in. But let me just say, Asia didn't do anything wrong. You know, she was on her live. That's her platform. She can divulge anything she wants to, can't she? That's her platform. So, I mean, it might not have been in the best – you know, as far as maybe perpetuating drama. I mean, I guess you could say that, but it's her page. Mm-hmm. That's what it's there for. It's for her to express herself and for her to say what she wants to say about her life. She said that Megan, as her friend, basically she felt betrayed, she felt hurt, she let it go, and she moved forward. So to me, Asian Doll didn't do anything. The only thing she did wrong was agree to be Megan's friend again, because let me tell you, you're going to stab me in the back one time, honey. It ain't going to be no more stabbing happening, okay? So the only thing she did was agree to be her friend. That's that on that. So I feel like Megan's flaw, they all need to get away from her. And like you said, one more thing, because you said that Asian doll couldn't be blackballed because she hasn't arrived. Okay, I do disagree with you there. I disagree with you there because you can be blackballed from anything. You know, QC has a, you know, they're big. They're big.
Okay.
So they can stop her from rising. So that's the blackball. You know, she can't even rise because of them. You know, they know they have so many connections and so many people. They could say, you know, she's drama. She's filled with drama. Now that this happened to Vaughn and everything, RIP to Vaughn, you know, because that was a huge loss. I think he was a nice upcoming rapper. Although I felt like his lyrics and all that, that led in his demise. You know what I'm saying? All of it, like, shoot him up, bang, 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 and now look.
Right.
So I feel like that follows you. So you got to be careful of your words. But as far as so with Vaughn and all that, I just feel like she needs new something. She needs to get around new folks because Asian does have good flow. She does have good flow, but she is involved in a lot of drama. So that's all I want to say on that. I love you, Armand. Congratulations.
I love you, and thanks for keeping it lit.
Yes, congratulations on your 100,000, and we're going to keep rising. Like I said, it's the first time I called in, and I'm probably never going to call in again because I don't really catch your lives that much. But congrats. I'm always here listening, and keep doing your thing. And this is from a Gemini to a Gemini, my main.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one, baby. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, shout out to the 916.
Sacramento.
Yes, shout out to Sacramento.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, wow. She had got into some things. She had got into some things so much, baby. I had forgot that there was something else that I wanted to get into. Now, y'all not going to probably like this, but we're going to have to add this to the top of the conversation, too. Okay? I feel like my dog is in the backyard just going really crazy. I really wish she would be quiet. But I thought it was very, very interesting. I wanted to pull up this tweet from Hollywood Unlocked page, and I want to do it very big and bold so we can all see it. Not that. This. In the midst of the conversation, Asian Doll says, "Nobody's mad but you. Monkey, wow." And I would like to know what the difference is between that and this. And why are people as triggered? You know, is it because Asian Doll's light skin? Remember, Evelyn Lozado didn't even call OG a monkey, she just did the emoji. Asian Doll blatantly called JT a monkey. But it seems as though people don't mind it. I remember I got dragged. And I'm going to tell you what it is. And people may disagree or whatever. But it goes to the idea, like I said before, it's okay for dark-skinned people to get certain passes. And I've also noticed, when it comes to the sector of the life that I live, being gay, liking women things and, you know, reality TV, things like that, it's okay for dark-skinned women to say things and get away with it. But if you're perceived as, not saying that you are, but if the perception is that you're light-skinned and privileged, or you're light-skinned and considered exotic or beautiful, whatever that looks like, then you're not allowed to say things, even if you're black. And then if you're a gay man, you're not allowed to have an opinion or you're not allowed to say anything. Because I called her a monkey, then I became a gay colorist that hated black women. However, because she's a dark-skinned woman, calling another dark-skinned woman a monkey, which is very nasty and very rude, we aren't talking about it as much. Actually, I'm seeing a lot of support for Asian Doll. I just thought it was very interesting how they were so quick to cancel Evelyn Lozado. Perhaps she's light-skinned. Perhaps she's perceived to be more privileged. I don't know, just a bit food for thought in the biases and in the fake outrage that we as a people, that we decide to have and when we want to have it. That's all. We'll open up the lines again. Oh, okay. Let's continue talking, because that's a conversation that y'all don't want to have, I'm sure. The girls, because I was interested to see how many videos were going to be made about, you know, Asian doll being a colorist and a bigot. Didn't see many of those. But anywho, 4162, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, so first I want to say I'm, like, embarrassed to be an Aquarius right now, because everybody now is like, oh, Aquarius is this and that. And I don't know how Meg was there, but I don't play that. Anybody that's my friend, anybody that I felt like I was going to get on a flight for to go check on them, I wouldn't have never let nobody play with my friend like that. And I don't think Asian is wrong. I think that JT, why her tweeting saying she's been pretty her whole life? And I think what it is somebody else that now to the mugshot, now all of a sudden JT want to be in her feelings. But like Asian said, if you ugly, then you ugly. That's just what it is. Oh, well, it is what it is. I just want to know, I guess, why she woke up this morning in her feelings and decided to just start coming for her, because she shared her tweet and was like, well, she didn't at me, so she's not talking about me.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody know how the fans can get. Everybody know that the fans can be messy. Everybody wants to have their own little interpretation, and they want to start and come up with their own story. Okay, so she wasn't tripping. So why you want to get up just trying to be all extra tough and extra bold and want to be at this girl and trying to be funny talking about getting a hit? But, like, let's be clear. Like, what was the city? And I like the city girls, but now I feel like I got to choose a side. I'm not about to, like, I didn't like that. Like, you woke up in your feelings and just want to start adding her and trying to be funny and talking about getting a hit. Like, what hit have y'all had by yourself? What, twerk?
Well, they had to act up.
Okay, that's cool or whatever, but they, at the end of the day, like, city girls don't need to be doing that. I'm sorry, JT don't need to be doing that. I don't know why she woke up in her feelings, because she said she's glad she's been pretty her whole life.
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to tell you. I don't have a dog in this fight, but I'm going to tell you if I play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I listen to JT's live, and it seems like JT's issue is she feels as though, and I could empathize with her with this, she feels as though a lot of girls, like, dry come for her. So she feels like the reason why Asian Doll even really put that out was to try to prove that she was the better rapper than the city girls. And a lot of girls feel like, you know, the city girls aren't deserving of the positions that they're in. So she feels like she kind of had to defend herself. Like, girl, like, why do these girls is mad? Like, they be trying to. It's like kind of like, you know, in high school, when you know, your mom always gets you the new shoes and your hair is done right, and your hair is longer or prettier or softer than the other girls, then the girl is bullying you for no reason. But it's like, you mad at me because my mommy do my hair, or because my daddy, you know, and my mommy made me like this. And it's working for me.
At the end of the day, I feel conflicted because you should feel conflicted. She was on her live playing unreleased music or whatever. That's just what she was doing. She didn't get on her live and say, oh, I want to play this because I was supposed to be on, do it on the tip or whatever. She was playing other music too. And so that's my whole thing. Like, so if you feel conflicted and you feel like if somebody was throwing shade at you, then that's your problem. And that'd be the problem with people. Everybody always want to be extra sensitive.
Well, at the end,
I can think.
Well, hold on. I just want to say something real quick. At the end, she said, I don't know if you caught that. She said, oh, and I don't know what Megan was thinking, taking me off.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe because I'm not super sensitive about certain things, I wouldn't have took it that way. Because
okay.
It wasn't her name. No, she didn't say, oh, I feel like, oh, I hate them on that. Oh, I would have been better.
Mm.
She said, I don't know. You know, if that's her friend, that's her friend. If her and Megan saying she flew out or whatever to go check on her or whatever when she got into that accident or whatever the case may be, then y'all friends, right? Because I'm not
right.
going on a flight for no associate or somebody I don't deal with. So if I want to say that about I don't know what my friend was thinking, then that's my business. People need to stop always being so sensitive and thinking that somebody is thinking about them, period. That's just how I feel. And I feel like if Megan, if you felt like that was your friend, And I feel like how Asian jumped in and she stated her opinion when Megan got shot, you were supposed to shut that down, period. There's no way that anybody, especially with you not even knowing them like that, and you clearly Megan and the City Rose been throwing shade at each other supposedly or whatever the case may be. You were supposed to shut that down since that's supposed to be your real friend, since that's your real friend and you there for her or whatever the case may be, and she hopped in a fire behind you when she could have just sat back and minded her business. Sat back and didn't say nothing when she got shot. She jumped in that, was ready to get into it with dude or whatever. Like she said, she got into it with her dude about that. So at the end of the day, you're not about to play with my friend like that.
Right.
So I'm kind of embarrassed a little bit because I'm like, I don't even play them type of games. Any of my friends, family, I feel like at the end of the day, they belong to me. And at the end of the day, I want all smoke behind anybody that belongs to me, period. You're not about to play with my friend on no social media. You're not about to do none of that because it's a fight. And that's just what it is. And I feel like Megan should have said something about that. Now everybody want to be like, oh, Aquarius is giving out. Like, I don't play like that. I don't play like that. I'll fight you. I might let some stuff slide when it comes to me. But if it comes to my friends and family, we going to have to bang. Because at the end of the day, don't play with my friend, especially with the fact that her boyfriend just died, ex-boyfriend, whatever, just died. And, you know, she going through all this other type of stuff emotionally or whatever the case may be. You didn't have to get up and, like, get out your feelings. If you feel like you so much better than Asian Doll, you feel like you so much you better than her, you got Birkin bags, you getting money, all this other type of stuff, and you shouldn't even address it. But they should have been doing
just like you didn't address Cupcake.
She should
have. Right.
Exactly.
You should have addressed Cupcake.
You should have been addressing. You should have been addressing that. Period. Point.
You
anything else get out your feelings. Take some feelings and put them in your butt.
That's the music.
Don't. Period. Like they being way too sensitive for me, and I feel like she wasn't wrong, and that's just that. Megan, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to mess with Megan or the City Girls kind of like after that now, because now I feel a type of way. I'm gonna have to.
All right, thank you,
Carla. I don't like stuff like that. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, so listen, we got a lot of people on here, but we don't have a lot of time. So what we'll do is super chat. Always go to the top, $4.99 minimum, and I think. I don't know if they're still doing it, but it was a glitch or something. See if it's still working. But YouTube was giving out free $4.99 super chat. So see if you got it to skip the line, because I'm not going to be on here 2 hours. Okay, let's take another caller. 7813, you're live on the air.
I'm on.
Turn me down in the back.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I can hear you. Turn me down in the back.
Okay. So here's my thing. I feel like because Asian has been getting buzz from her song, None of That. And I feel like she just wanted to. She's proud of herself. She's getting a little buzz for the song. I really like the song, by the way. And I feel like she's excited and she wanted to showcase, you know, here's another side of me. I was on the Megan Thee Stallion track. You know, she took her off. Yes, Megan doesn't owe her anything, you know, but as her friend, what I feel like she should have done, she should have kept Asian on the song and put City Girls as a remix. She could have did a she mix and had City Girls.
That would have been good.
At the end of the day, you know, when is Megan going to stand up for her friend? It's like, okay, Asian may not have the buzz that the City Girls have, but if you really my friend, you from the same city, same town, help me out a little bit. Not saying that she has to, but there was a way to handle that situation where both of them made both of them happy. Like I said, she could have put You City Girls as the bop, the remix, the she mix bop. You know, it's like the Kelsey situation all over again. It's like you let these people drag Kelsey for saying that, oh, she bopped her. I don't want to say the word. You know, she, the friend did it. The friend did it. You never not once said, you know, she didn't do it. Even if you didn't want to come out and say Tori, even if you didn't want to come out and say Tori, you never cleared her as a friend. You called this girl your best friend, and you left her to dry, to hang and dry, and people drag her. Go up under her page every single day with assumptions, and you never stood up for her, and you did the same thing with Asian. Like, come on now. You gonna tell me that you really did not see people dragging this girl? Like, why do you always act stupid when it's your time to jump in there for your friend? The same way Young Miami jumps in there for JT all the time. I don't care what it is. She always got JT back. Do she not even look at that and say, you know what? My loyalty definition is wrong. She has no loyalty to nobody but herself. She dropped Nikki, jumped on Cardi, on Cardi.
Oh.
Once again, you left Chelsea out there to dry. Now Asian Doll, and your whole defense all the time is, I'm the innocent one. I didn't even do anything. Why is everybody coming at me? I don't need to get on this app and defend myself because everyone is going to still say, you know, I'm a liar. But you did that with the Tory situation. Eventually, you did that. You didn't care about anybody calling you a liar then. So why now do you care about somebody calling you a liar? Speak your peace and get off the internet just like you did. It took all of this commotion for you to get up there and address Asian on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just like you said, you have her number in real life. Obviously, you didn't contact her. She felt as though she had to post on Twitter. So I don't understand.
Well,
what do you mean there's nothing to talk about? I mean, it's nothing wrong with her getting on there showing, you know, her flex on the track. She did eat the track up, and I feel like maybe that's why she took her off. But as a friend,
she did. That's
she
probably majority of the reason why she took her off, I'll be honest.
Yeah, but as a friend, I'm going to ride for my friend. I'm going to be like, you know, I'm keeping her on. Even if the producer be like, yo, I don't think this is a good fit. We're keeping her on. We're going to put City Girls as a remix. The song is not even getting any type of nothing anyway. So what does it matter?
Well, girl, you talked about
that's
it. Thank you. Well,
right,
I like
thank
it.
You.
Thank you, boo.
Oh,
I agree.
Wait,
they should have did a
thing,
remix.
One more thing. I do feel as though they kind of people give – I'm dark skin. I will never call anybody a monkey. But I do feel as though people do give passes if a dark skin girl was calling another dark skin girl a monkey. It's not cool. Either way, if a light skin girl said, you're going to be like, oh, she said she called me a monkey because I'm dark skin, but it's okay for another dark skin girl to say you're a monkey because you're dark skin. It's ridiculous.
No.
It's fair game either way. It's wrong either way. But go ahead.
Thank you.
See your next caller. Thank you. Love you.
All right, thanks. 4973, you're live on the air.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, what's going on? Good. How are you?
Nothing. Good. So I just wanted to say that I really loved your live when you broke down Cupcake's responses and Suki's responses to each other. And I just want to know, do you think that they should, these girls right now, Asian Doll, JT, Megan, you think we should get some records out of this maybe?
Yeah, I really do think we should get records out of it. But the thing is this. JT know that she can't out-rap Asian Doll. And that's the whole thing. Asian Doll, let's just be honest between, you know, us and the 3,000 people watching. This is why Asian Doll put it out there that way. She knew that she was better. She was trying to show the world, like, look it. This is who they put on the verse, and this is who should have been on the verse. She wanted people to say, she wanted that traction to happen. The City Girls, just like the City Girls, Cardi B, they know where their strengths are. They're not going to go run and do a rap record. They probably go to Twitter
but
first.
They could make a bop. But they could do how Saucy's doing Rolling Ray right now. Like, they could make a whole bop that's, you know, throwing shade. And they could
that's probably what will happen.
I think they should, because with me, it's like, I really love all these new rappers that are out right now, but I'm a fan of them keeping it on wax. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, and I think it would be good. It would be good for the culture if we see these girls. You know, y'all claim to be female rappers. Okay, get in the studio, make a record. Let's hear it.
Absolutely.
And then the other thing I wanted to ask you is, do you feel, though, that female rappers should beef? Because I've been seeing a lot of discourse of people, you know, trying to say, well, even other rappers, like even other females saying, let's not drag each other, female empowerment. But part of wanting to be in the sport is not being afraid to engage in these type of things. So what do you think about that?
Well, let's just be honest, okay? It doesn't matter what field you're in, whether you're working at McDonald's or whether you are the richest female rapper on the planet. In the field of work that you're in, you're not going to like somebody. And there's always going to be competition. when you go to your job at McDonald's every day, you're competing against all the other employees there to get to be the best employee. When you're rapping, you're working. You like everybody, but you want to be the best rapper because at the end of the year, every year they have award shows, and you want to win. You want to get the award. So it's a competition.
Yep.
So whenever there's competition, there is going to be discourse. And listen, this is why it shouldn't be on Twitter. It should be staying at the music. Let's battle.
Exactly.
And a part of the hip hop is battle rap. That's what gets people excited. Rapping is half of it is about the battle. Because rapping, all rapping is a big flex.
Exactly.
On me.
I think it's healthy. Like, competition is healthy. It pushes you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've just loved seeing different rappers, not just females, males, like everyone who decides to rap. I love seeing the growth that happens when their pen gets challenged. So let's see. Let's hope these girls come and make some records out of it, because I love it. And I just want to say I love that you're covering this in the detail and the non.
Well, hold on. I want to add to this. I want to add to what you said, because I think you made a very great point. Because, you know, perhaps before 2 days ago, people may have thrown Suki in the same box that they throwing that JT feels that she's in. Like, why is she here?
Yep.
She's just an Instagram. She's not really a rapper. But when Suki went out and came for Cupcake like that, and the other girls was quiet, you have to put Suki in a category now. Like, wait a minute, she's a rapper. Because Suki is social media, but she didn't go to social media with it. And I'm going to, she did a little bit, but she came back to back with rap. So whether you like her or not, the girl showed, I'm a rapper. And you've got to give her credit.
Yep, because I'm going to be real. Like, I'm from New York, like, I didn't really know much about Suki besides for her internet shenanigans, really. But I have to say, I respect it, because at the end of the day, she didn't run. She didn't run. She made a record. So all these girls are now claiming that they that girl, that, you know, I'm not going to curse, but claiming that they on the top. Let's see it. Make a record. City girls, give us something to turn up to when we beefing with a girl, a regular girl, you know? Give us something that we can play that makes us feel like we that girl, regardless. You know, that's a lane. Like, I feel like every normal girl has girls that hate on them. So come with a bop that all women to play. It's not even just girls. Men, we all have people that we feel like are hating on us. So come with a bop. You don't have to bar someone to death, you know, to win. So I think I'm with it. And thank you for covering it in a non-biased way too, because
that's
hard for me. Like, as a fan of them all, I like how you don't really two sides. You just hold everyone accountable in an equal way. So I like that, Armand. Keep doing it, and I'm going to keep tuning in.
Thank you, Bo. All right, let's take another caller. Ooh-cha, ooh-cha, ooh-chee, wally-wally, ooh-chee, baby. All right, boo-boo. Who we got? Let me see. I know I had another super chat. Okay, 1809. I'm coming for you, 1809. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
First of all, I haven't been in the chat for a few weeks, so I wanted to welcome you back.
Thank you.
Wishing you a speedy recovery, and congrats on your last box you opened with $100,000.
Thank you.
I'm so mad that I just pulled up a 2019 tweet post that Megan had posted last year, and she said, I mind my business, make my money, and support everyone. I ain't in no drama. Why is she still around here hiding her hands and doing the same things? Like, oh my God, she is the common factor in all this mess, and she just be sitting back like she don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what kind of drives me about Megan. Like, she acts like she knows nothing. And, like, girl, you're literally falling out with everybody around you, from your makeup artist to your associates to your friends. And then you're, like, kicking it, fake starting to kick it with people that you used to diss. Like, she was just dissing the City Girls. You know, so I don't know. Go ahead.
Kelsey said the same thing, though, like she did in her little song she did. Everybody that she, you know, she fake smile and they fake talk behind their back. That is just her M.O. Like, she's like a classic only child. Like, she's so selfish and self-centered. You know, once she's done, she puts the doll down and she's on to the next toy. And she don't care. There's no loyalty because she's only out for self.
Well, thank you, caller. We got to move on. Bye, Bill. Thanks for calling in. Bye. Okay, I'm going to take this last one all the way from the 305 8844. You're live on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hello?
Armand?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you called my number.
Yes, what's going on?
Oh my God, did you hear me cut? I'm so sorry. I'm like,
no, okay. You're not ready. Okay, thank you. 5559, you're live on the air.
Oh, what's up, Armand? How you doing tonight?
Oh, wow. I couldn't do that. Okay, so now we're getting to the letter end. Thank you. I love you guys, but that was way too loud. I think that was a motor. Are you riding a motorcycle, ma'am? Okay, we're at the end of the show. I'm sorry. We're going to have to, because now we're starting to lose it.